Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, my friends. Welcome. Thank you for joining us. It is Monday, the 11th day of December, 2006. We are here Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 Central, back from 9 to midnight Central Standard Time on the one and only GCN Radio Network. That's Genesis Communications Radio Network, often imitated, never duplicated. Coming up, we got some of the organizers of the Boston Tea Party that's coming up. They're going to throw 9/11 whitewash commission books into Boston Harbor. It's also going to be happening out in San Francisco and other coastal cities around the country. These events are important because it'll get media attention and force 9/11 back into the news. That's the whole point of having demonstrations and protests around the country. I know most of you understand that. Some people, though, I get emails saying, why are they doing that? That's dumb just to throw those books in the water. It's a symbol, okay? And it's reenacting what our forebears did. And I'm not talking down to people. I know most of you do understand that. I just got a couple emails saying, this is dumb. Why are they doing that? So that's for the benefit of those that don't understand why. Oil producers are shunning the dollar. This is extremely scary. New developments there. We'll be covering it. Also, U.S. has most prisoners in the world due to, quote, tough laws. No, that's partially true, but not entirely true. We'll break that down. Ex-spy, who we had on Friday, calls for bombing inquiry. This is out of the Sunday Sun there in the U.K. Former spy David Shaler has cast doubt on who was responsible for the London bombings and called for a public inquiry. There has been a huge new development that will be breaking concerning this case on PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.net in the next 24 hours. In fact, I had Paul on the phone this morning. I should just go ahead and get him on for maybe 10 minutes at the bottom of the hour. I know he's listening right now to tell us about this new development before it even hits print. So much is happening. He notified me of this morning. It's a big development on the 7/7 bombings, and I didn't think to get him on, but we'll attempt to do that. I was about to make a joke on air. I'm not going to do it. He'll probably not answer his phone now. I'm just joking, Paul. He hates coming on the radio. That's actually not true. He's just usually so busy writing stories or updating the website, so he didn't have time to, but we need his expertise on that, so... Like we're projecting the Batman symbol into the night sky, into the cumulus clouds. We need you. You will come on the show. Ex-spy calls for bombing inquiry, so we'll be talking about that. Good news here, net neutrality killer bill dies. And this is predominantly thanks to the chairman. We never played this clip. We should play this clip. The chairman of the committee starts going, it's tubes. The tubes are all clogged up. We got to do this to fix the tubes. And actually, his net neutrality bill would foul up the entire Internet. And it just shows the incredible ignorance of these bumbling people that are running the system, who are then manipulated by a bunch of telecommunications lobbyists who want to charge you to get on the Internet even more than you're being charged now. Cynthia McKinney introduced a bill in the last days of the Congress last Friday to start impeachment against Bush, and there are impeachment rallies across the nation right now. We'll be telling you about that. Here's the headline, Apocalypto, the most powerful film of all time. And yes, that's my statement. I've never said this before. I believe Mel Gibson is the greatest living director. So we'll break that story down and go over why this film is so important. Also, you know now that what we already knew, the government was spying, our government, on Diana. Cash payments were made to her driver hours before she died. We'll be right back. We'll break it all down today and take your calls. Stay with us.
It's here.
after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Our terrorist cells are prime terror targets located near you. Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
It's a fact. You can legally eliminate credit card debt, which has been fraudulently created by the banks. Since its creation in 1913, the Federal Reserve has not been held responsible for its own debt. So why should you, the hardworking American, be harassed for yours? There's a double standard when it comes to being responsible for debt, and unlike the Federal Reserve, the people of this country can't print more money when needed. Day of Jubilee has created a successful program designed for people that want to stop harassing calls and threatening letters from bill collectors. This is not a debt consolidation company. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their credit card debt instead of living each day in fear. It's time to turn your life around. Call Day of Jubilee, open 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Central Standard Time at 920-293-8024. That's 920-293-8024 and ask for Robert. Don't wait any longer to get your life back in order.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Be getting an update a little bit later from some folks from Gun Owners of America. The Associated Press reported last Friday there is a case in federal court right now in the District of Columbia, the District of Criminals, where the federal government is openly arguing, along with the district, that there is no right, individual right, to own firearms, and then it will go to the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court saw a similar case and refused to even hear it out of California, and so they are moving forward steadily to set the precedent that there is no individual right to own guns. And you have 8 of the 9 members now on the Supreme Court appointed by Republicans. And what are you seeing? Massive gun control. You see, if you have a pro-gun control, pro-victim disarmament ruling by a lower federal court, and the Supreme Court refuses to hear it, that is the tacit approval of the ruling. And so all over the country, there are anti-gun rulings taking place. This is one of the more draconian ones we're witnessing, an open argument by the government that there is no Second Amendment, you have no right to own guns. And folks, if they rule that you don't have a right, they're already telling police you don't have a right, that it's a privilege now, the police will come out and they will follow orders and they will come for your guns. We saw that in New Orleans. We've seen that in Oshkosh, up in Wisconsin. We have seen it in California. We have seen the troops trying to take our guns. They're not playing games. And this is really, really scary. So we'll talk more about that a little bit later. And, I mean, Bush didn't triple. Now, if you heard me a few years ago, I said double. He's now triple. The average size of the federal government has more than doubled, some agencies quadrupling and tripling. The BATF has now roughly tripled in size. Tripled in size. They didn't triple it for nothing. They needed bigger muscles, bigger mechanisms to attack the Second Amendment so our journey into enslavement can be complete. And liberals like myself are against turning our guns in. See, you're now conservative when you're for open borders. You're now conservative when you're for North American Union. You're now conservative when you're for the government more than doubling in size. You're now conservative when you're for foreign entanglements. And you're an evil, liberal, commie, American Al-Qaeda when you're for the Founding Fathers and the Bill of Rights. And I'm sorry to have to report that to you, but that's how these PR firms and these slick manipulators have turned the entire debate around. That's why we're in so much trouble. And Bush has got his Democrats in place now for the blanket total amnesty, North American Union, for the gun control. Let the reign of evil begin. But there is some good news. Let me just play Senator Ted Stevens bumbling around. This bill was sure to pass. They had the votes. The telecommunications lobby had dumped more money on this than they dumped on anything else in the past to shut down the old Internet and force us on to, quote, Internet 2. And listen to how Stevens tries to bill this legislation as a bill of rights. You know, you got to love it. Campaign finance reform, and it doubles the money corporations can give and restricts what individuals can. It attacks free speech. It attacks who I can interview 6 weeks before an election. They call that a reform. They call that giving you more rights. You know, that's like tying you up with 50 pounds of concrete and chains and throwing you into the Atlantic Ocean and saying they're helping you swim. No, it's the opposite. So here he is. Pushing the end of net neutrality and then bumbling what the Internet is. And millions of people watched this video online that you're about to hear the audio of, and it became quite a joke even in major technology magazines and newspapers. And so this is what killed the bill. But they're going to be back repackaging it in the new Congress that starts in January. But here is Ted Stevens. We should have played this before, but we're finally getting around to it. Here it is.
I would call your attention to Title IX. It really is the Internet Consumer Bill of Rights. Now, we have consumers who use this Internet, and we have commercial users who use this Internet. Unfortunately, your comments bring them together. I would call the committee's attention to an article that was called to my attention by my wife, as a matter of fact, in the National Herald Tribune. We talk about the World Wide Web. This demonstrates that nowhere in the world today is there the kind of a decision been made that is recommended by those who really want to create a two-tier system. The position you've announced is a two-tier system. And as a matter of fact, if you look at this article, I would hope that you read it, it says this: in addition, many of the companies that oppose legislating net neutrality do so because they believe the speed and capabilities of the Internet are being improved on their backs. They are footing the bill for building ever faster broadband connections that others, like you and me, in effect, are benefiting from. In Europe, Deutsche Telekom and Telecom Italia are among the corporate voices starting to express this view. Deutsche Telekom expects to spend $3.8 billion on building a fiber optic network with 25 times the speed of today's broadband, and it wants to keep its competitors off that network. But the Eastern European Commission believes that the German telecommunications market is not competitive enough for such a restriction. The Commission is by and large following procedures set up by the EU, while white papers as far back as the Bangerman Report in 1993 calling for interoperability and minimal regulation. Now, it closes by saying, my biggest fear in this debate is that we don't know enough about the consequences to turn the Internet into a two-tier system, which is exactly what those who are pleading for net neutrality would do. Now, when you look at this bill, we have a Consumer Bill of Rights. We express what it is. The consumer is fully protected, and we have network security, worms, virus, denial of service, parental controls, blocking child pornography. We have sections to protect the consumer, protect the application of the First Amendment, and we prohibit the commission from issuing regulations to change what we have provided in the bill. Now, why did we do that? We did that because when you look at it, this is the non-discriminatory portion of the bill. We demand that the Internet not discriminate against consumers. Now, the heart of non-discrimination is really the heart of carrier regulation. What the center is talking about is allowing all of these entities that support this to provide streaming stuff going on the Internet. Now, the Internet, you know, let's go back. Internet started with a concept of local-to-local connections across the country, and you could go for Air Alaska, but you had to go through local connections to get there. Industry wisely provided for streaming for, in effect, a new kind of long distance, and that's what we've got. We've got a service that's immune to distance, and it's there for the consumer. But when we take and really indicate that anyone that wants to use this system for massive commercial purposes. There's one company now, you can get, sign up and you've got a movie delivered to your house daily by subscription by delivery service, okay? And currently it comes to your house, you put in a mailbox when you get home, and annually or monthly you change your order. But you pay for that, right? This service is now going to go through the Internet, and what you do is you just go to a place on the Internet, and you order your movie, and guess what? You can order 10 of them, and it's delivered to you, and this delivery charge is free, right? 10 movies streaming across that Internet, and what happens to your own personal Internet? I just the other day got Internet was sent by my staff at 10 o'clock in the morning on Friday. I got it yesterday. Why? Because it got tangled up with all these things that are going on the Internet commercially. See, we want to talk about the consumer. Let's talk about you and me. We use this Internet for communication. We're not using it for commercial purposes. We're not earning anything by going on that Internet. Now, I'm not saying you have to discriminate if you want to discriminate against those people. I'm not saying we haven't seen anything yet that indicates there is discrimination. And until you can define it, I'm opposed to the concepts that are applied by your recommendation. We have already had unfair competition. I've already said if you want to make a special provision with regard
to... Stop it right there. Okay, I mean, it's a long clip, and he's just bumbling around. He knows nothing he's talking about. Then he starts saying it's a bunch of tubes, and the tubes are all tangled up, and, you know, that's the big problem here. And so we've got to, you know, get rid of this net neutrality. What he doesn't know is if Netflix starts serving videos up, they have to pay for the bandwidth to stream that off their servers. You pay for it, and then your Internet connection attaches to it. So everybody's paying for the Internet with their connection rate, and the pipe's getting bigger and bigger. It's getting better and better. But they're trying to sell it to the dumbed-down public like, oh, you're not going to get a good connection if we don't have this net neutrality. Then he claims it's to stop Internet 2 when it's Internet 2 pushing this. Later, I'll break it down. We've got Larry Pratt. He's about to get on a plane to tell you about the Second Amendment attack. He'll be with us briefly on the other side of this break, and then we'll continue with the net neutrality attack bill getting shot down. Good news and a lot more. You'll want to stay with us.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step by step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video Sheltering in Place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that the United Nations Charter outlines a path to world tyranny? Did you know that the United Nations is building its own army to enforce its will upon the world? Did you know that they've empowered themselves to cross sovereign nations' borders without consent with their armies? We would like to help you understand why these things are happening and how they fulfill Bible prophecy by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Just request your one-year free subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the world today is that now it's possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Back into net neutrality. We've got it down to the clip where Senator Stevens is saying we've got to regulate the internet because the tubes are all tied up. And the bumbling idiot says he got an internet sent to him the other day. It's like Bush calling it the internets. And meanwhile, industry is telling them they're going to protect it by basically shutting it down. We'll break down what's really happening there. I'll get into Apocalypto, an amazing film. We'll talk about what's happening to the dollar. We'll take your calls. But Larry Pratt joins us right now. He's got to run, catch a plane here in just a few minutes. But we have Parker versus D.C. They're going to be ruling on the appeals court there in D.C. here in the next few weeks. They've gone to deliberation now, I guess you could say. We've got other attacks on the Second Amendment. But the AP, you know, has the headline Friday that federal case may decide right to own guns, as if courts can tell us suddenly we don't have right to own guns. And the feds are arguing that it is only the right of the National Guard and the federal government to own guns. The federal government is arguing you have no right to own guns. Okay, for anybody who's in denial about how they want to disarm us, here they are, and there was a similar California case. The Supreme Court refused to hear it. So if the Supreme Court refuses to hear it, they're going to run around nationwide saying, oh, look, this ruling stands. So joining us is Larry Pratt. Larry, pretty serious business.
Alex, yes, it is. Actually, it's a D.C. corporate counsel, but your point's the same. If it is not dealt with properly, it's going to be viewed as the end of the subject, as if, as you pointed out quite correctly, I couldn't agree more, as if courts make the law, as if they make the Constitution. The Constitution tells the courts what to do, and in the case of the Second Amendment, there is so much that we know about that word militia and about why it's in the main body of the Constitution in Article 1, Section 8, as well as in the Second Amendment, that it just really well, the only reason we're having an argument is because some people want to take our guns away, and the only way they can get at them is to get through that pesky little Second Amendment and the rest of the language in Article 1.
Every time the Constitution or Bill of Rights says the right of the people, it means individuals.
Absolutely.
And we have the Federalist Papers, we have the debates, we have the news articles written by the founders in the debates in the newspapers. We know, you know, that lying professor just got defrocked for lying and claiming that nobody owned guns, and then it turned out his research was all falsified. So there's no end to what they'll try.
In fact, real scholarship, such as that done by a Ph.D. attorney, Dr. Edwin Vieira, points out that for 150 years of colonial American history, doesn't matter what colony you might choose to look at the legal codes, they all had a concept of militia that was mandatory. They would have lists of exceptions, and that would vary, but usually it had ministers and sometimes millers, usually politicians, and everybody else otherwise was subject to the militia, and they had to have a military rifle and keep it at home. It had to be their gun. And in fact, they were so loath to provide for guns from the public treasury that when somebody said he didn't have enough money and they thought he really did, they would buy him a gun, give him the gun, and garnish his wages or his crops or whatever. And only the most totally impoverished guy would sometimes a municipality actually give him a gun.
And in every town, they had a little cottage industry where they made rifles.
A lot of towns made rifles. That was the whole business, the big business at Concord. The same day, the Battle of Lexington, that the Brits got whooped up on a little bit.
And I mean, how dare the and of course the feds have argued in many cases that the gun ownership is for the federal government and its designates, and this will go to the Supreme Court or should. Tell us about the case.
Well, there's a bunch of folks in Washington, D.C. That collectively had the case named for Parker, a lady that has been threatened by drug dealers in her neighborhood in D.C., where, of course, legally she may not own a gun to protect herself against the thugs that the police can't protect her from. And there are other people in the city that were very carefully selected. A lot of it had to do with the Cato Institute, libertarian outfit here in Washington, looking for different kinds of plaintiffs that would be such a set of facts that, since eventually the court is likely to take a Second Amendment case, Cato was concerned that they choose the best set of facts possible so that this would be the case that would end up going, if anything did, to the Supremes. And so Mrs. Parker is a very presentable plaintiff.
Let's talk about that story in that case. We've only got you for about 7 minutes on the other side. But break that down and what we can expect from the Supreme Court, who's been ruling in an anti-Second Amendment nature. We'll be right back with Larry Pratt of Gunners of America. I'm Alex Jones.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Good morning, honey. Wow, the weather is beautiful, the cabin is terrific, and it's the first day of our vacation.
Yeah.
Honey, is there something wrong?
Yeah, I just realized we forgot to pack the travel Berkey system. I can't drink this cabin water. And what am I going to do when I'm out on the lake? Now the whole vacation is ruined.
Honey, cheer up. I brought our Sport Berkey purifiers.
What?
Yeah, I know you're picky about not having pathogenic bacteria, organic chemicals, heavy metals or foul tastes and odors in the water, so I packed our Sport Berkey purifiers.
You know, this is a terrific cabin, and wow, have you noticed the beautiful weather?
Don't ruin your vacation. Get a Travel Berkey today for only $209, or get a Sport Berkey for only $39. Call 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Travel Berkey not available in Iowa.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Radically expanded the size of the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms. They have their giant new building in D.C. Larry Pratt joins us from D.C. Highest crime rate in the country. Then after that, it's New York City, L.A., places that have Detroit, places that have massive gun control. That's where all the criminals move. It's, boy, I tell you, you don't see them busting into a lot of houses here, or they wait till you leave and then they home invade when you're gone. Because every week you hear about some scumbag coming in a house in one of the states in the south or the west, Arizona, Texas, Nevada, Alabama, and they get filled full of holes. Now, still, the crackheads do it sometimes, but they get killed. So let's talk about this court case, Larry.
Yes, the case has been kicking around now for, golly, 2 or 3 years, and that's how long it takes to, quote, get justice. And the arguments have been, as you said, the D.C. Corporate Counsel has been saying no such thing as a individual Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms. Even putting it in those terms is not really accurate because the Second Amendment doesn't create the right. It only protects something that exists, whether the government likes it or not. And they have been selected, I think, in D.C., among other things, not only because the plaintiffs were carefully chosen, but also because the D.C. Is directly under the Constitution of the United States. There's no intervening states. There's nothing. It's just straight. These people say they need to have a gun.
It's a vassal of the federal government, so you don't have to jump through the process of going to the different courts. You go right to...
Bingo.
Yeah.
It's exactly right. It starts out in federal court. And by the way, some of the questions that were being asked by this one judge sounds like somebody... If he ever retires, we ought to put him on our advisory board. This guy, Silberman, was pretty tough on some of these corporate counsel types that were there. He said, show me anybody in the 19th century who interprets the Second Amendment the way you do. Doesn't appear until much later, the middle of the 20th century. That is a very important statement, because he's saying that historically it's just what you and I have been laying out.
Well, the Associated Press told a lie, and it just repeated what the prosecutors are saying, and said that, well, the court has never decided, the Supreme Court's never ruled, so this is important because it'll probably go to the Supremes. How many Supreme Court rulings are there saying it's an absolute individual right? I mean, it's a lie to say it's never been decided.
Well, the Miller case has been variously interpreted by people who are on both sides of the issue, but I think it's pretty clear that if Miller case had it was chosen in 1934 by the Supremes.
That's the sawed-off shotgun case.
Sawed-off shotgun, and the guy was a professional bank robber. And the court chose the case, even though this fellow, nobody was arguing he belonged to any organized militia, but they chose it anyway because they thought that this was a case that ought to be decided. It wasn't something that on its face would throw out. And in fact, while they were kind of cute about the way they wrote it, it wasn't a very well written opinion, and the guy that wrote it wasn't very much of an individual in private life. Nevertheless, he had to come to the conclusion that any time you found a gun that had military application, that was protected by the Second Amendment. Well, the only reason that the sawed-off shotgun wasn't a no-brainer for that test is that Mr. Miller had died and there was no attorney representing him.
Exactly. So what they do is they go get specific cases, played games with legalese, to then claim some power to regulate guns, which they never had before. Now today, many police think owning a gun is a privilege. They tell concealed carry owners here in Texas, this is a privilege to have a gun. They're now brainwashing everyone, turning a right into a privilege.
You know, if folks want to see what Dr. Vieira has argued, it's really brilliant and it's in-depth. It's on our website at gunowners.org. And if they go there, they just look for the tab that says op-ed pieces or opposite editorial or whatever it is. But we've got a bunch of his columns that he's written in that collection, and you can see that the word militia means individuals owning guns. And for the politicians now, as Silberman on that bench was implying, for them to change that meaning of that word unilaterally would be the same as if the House of Representatives sent a message to Mr. Bush and said, you know, we've decided that the Speaker of the House is now going to be the Commander-in-Chief. Well, you know, they can pass the resolution, but they just can't up and change something that's basic in the Constitution. And the word militia is so basic because it had 150 years of unvarying definition.
But in case people don't understand that, right after it says militia, it says the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed.
Yes, grammatically, that's the sentence part, the independent part of the entire sentence.
It's the definition, and that's how the Bill of Rights works.
Absolutely.
The Fourth Amendment, you know, describes what you're not allowed to do and then explains it.
The introductory clause, which deals with militia, is simply there as one of the reasons. We think that a well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state.
Okay, I know you got to go and catch a plane, Larry, but here's my final question for you, and this is the key. Larry Pratt, Executive Director of Gun Owners of America, we're very thankful for him to come on with such short notice, but I saw this Friday and wanted to get an update today from you on it. Okay, the 2 weeks ago, the court went into recess. They're supposedly going to be giving their ruling soon. How long till we hear the ruling? And then if it goes to the Supreme Court, number one, what do you think the ruling is going to be? Number two, what do you think the court's going to do? Because in the past, they have agreed with anti-Second Amendment court rulings by simply passing the buck and letting it stay there and not questioning the ruling, which is the same thing as going along with it.
Well, first of all, it's anybody's guess as to how long they're going to take. They're under no time constraint, and it could certainly be months. We just don't know. The attorneys for Parker were cautiously optimistic. Now, one can never walk out of a trial, as you know, out of a hearing and say, oh, yeah, I know how it's going to come out. Well, it didn't work that way. But from the questions that were being asked, they were guardedly optimistic. If Parker were to prevail and the D.C. government to lose, the D.C. government's going to appeal to the Supremes and vice versa. Whether the Supremes would take it, I don't know. Probably this is the court that's in about as good a shape as we're going to get for a long time. And Alito ruled in a very technical way on a machine gun case in favor of machine guns. And he did that because he knew that he had to do something that the Supremes, which, quote, make the law, wouldn't overturn. And so he very cleverly took little bits and pieces of previous rulings and wove them together.
Sure.
And I think his would be perhaps the swing vote, replacing Justice O'Connor. And hopefully, if it got that far, we might see something.
Larry Pratt, finally, because people are probably wondering, briefly tell folks about the Parker case.
Well, this case was something that was gathered together I guess there was a number of local people in D.C., and they somehow got in touch with the Cato Institute. And then they began looking for people that I know there's one of the plaintiffs has been a gal that bought a shotgun after 7 months of incredible bureaucratic fatigue. She finally got her permit. She had to go out to Virginia to get it. Now she has to keep it in a safe in her apartment in the district. There were other people that had been, I think, a taxi cab driver, somebody that had been on the taxi council who had spoken in favor of arming taxi cab drivers. Kind of logical people, reasonable people, who clearly have a demonstrable need, not that anybody doesn't, but theirs is, a very clear and easily understood need, and I think understandable even to maybe a soccer mom, a taxi driver, yeah, that's one of the most dangerous professions in the world, more dangerous than being a cop. Maybe they should be able to arm themselves. And so those are the kind of folks that have been arrayed in this Parker v. D.C., and they're literally suing to overturn the D.C. gun ban so that they can get a permit to have a gun.
Now, remember the NRA, what was it, 2 years ago, and we actually read what their lawyers were saying in that case, and they were arguing that all guns should be registered. It was actually an anti-gun argument from the pro-gun lobby. Boy, that was amazing.
Well, in this case, admittedly, as far as I understand it, even if they were totally successful, they wouldn't overturn the D.C. permitting system, but they would throw it back to where it was before 1976, when you could get a permit. You could even arguably get a permit to carry concealed, but you could have a gun in your home, you could have it in your store, and that would be quite an improvement, because you look at D.C. right now, and people are living behind bars. It's the crooks that are out in the streets.
Yeah. Well, let me let you go to get that plane, but there's a question I've been meaning to ask you before you catch that jet plane, and that is, Larry, all over the country, liberals are emailing me, they're writing me, they're calling into the show, saying, we're not liberals anymore, we're constitutionalists, people are getting away from labels, and I see liberals everywhere buying guns now. It seems the tyranny of Bush with the Military Commissions Act and the Patriot Act finally convinced them that government isn't this wonderful, godlike, beneficent thing that, you know, rains sugar drops from heaven and that hung the moon. Are you seeing something similar?
Well, I know that among some of the really hard left, there's always been an appreciation of being able to be armed. And I hadn't seen what you're talking about, but then, of course, I don't have the particular audience that you do, reaching so many different people. And if that's what's happening, I think it's very remarkable, because it means that finally we've seen that you don't have to become, the old saw was that a conservative is a liberal that just got mugged. And if we're seeing people become constitutionalist without having had to go through the horror of a personal encounter such as that, that's quite remarkable. That's quite a bit of intellectual reorientation that a lot of people normally don't go through.
Well, Larry Pratt, thank you so much for joining us. I really appreciate the time. Give us the website. Give us the website and the phone number.
Yeah, the website is gunowners.org, and the phone number toll free is 888-88-6-GUNS or 888-886-GUNS.
I want you to have a great holiday, a great Christmas.
You too. Thanks so much, my friend.
Say hi to your son for me. Take care.
Sure will.
All right, there goes Larry Pratt. Now probably going to miss a plane. We kept him longer than we should have. All right, let me get into net neutrality here. All right, the Internet was developed by DARPA, developed by the federal government. They had it 20-something years ago, sending email to each other with the different classified agencies. Also, the universities, research staff were able to send each other emails. The Saudi Arabians, I have now discovered, back in as early as 82, had their own private email system with each other. That is the royal princes. There's something like 4,000 of them. I mean, it's amazing. So the government builds it, allows data to be sent over the phone lines and through other systems. And the what builds the Internet is Internet customers, okay, and phone company customers and cable customers and anything that's sent over lines. And as that capacity is built up, we all pay for the Internet by our Internet connection and by the products we buy on the Internet because, let's say PrisonPlanet.tv. We have members, but we have to pay to store the data that we serve and then to serve the data out. And so we are paying for that connection. We are paying to have that sent out over the Internet. So you're paying for the connection, and then we, in turn, are paying the provider. All right. But the people that want to regulate and control the net and tax it do the same thing they did in the 1920s. They said, hey, we've built all these new roads, and we've paved these dirt roads, and now there are hundreds of thousands of people that have motor cars. And we don't want to tax you, the Sunday driver that's bought a Model T. We want to tax these big trucks that are tearing up the roads. And so we want to make them have a license. We want to make it be a privilege to be involved in commerce on the roads. And the people said, yeah, tax them. And today you're all taxed and basically raped to use the roads, and it's incredibly corrupt, and there's all the bid rigging and giving it out to select corporations. Well, it's the same thing. They're pushing Internet, too, by saying the Internet's clogged. The Internet is congested. There's all these people engaging in Internet trafficking of information. And they're clogging up the Internet. And so they're making money off of it. We need to end net neutrality. Well, net neutrality ends the Internet. It doesn't allow peer-to-peer. It doesn't say, through the regulations and through the private agreements, that the different chunks of the telecommunications giants that make up the Internet, and then those of us paying for the bandwidth are financing it all, they're making huge profits, it's stating that no, they can all build walls to where there are basically dozens and dozens of internets that will basically kill the old internet. Oh, but don't worry, they've got a new internet for you, Internet 2, which the federal government has paid for, 50 universities and a bunch of private corporations, and it's super high definition, wonderful bandwidth. But when you go sign on for it, you've got to pay more, and you have to basically have a subdomain like MySpace. It'll be similar to that. This is what they've stated, where you sign an agreement where you have no free speech, where they can delete your account, where they claim that they own your content like YouTube and Google Video do, and where they can track and trace, and they want you to enter an ID number so that they can track who you are when you're on the web. It ends any anonymity. It ends the freedom. And if you just type in the Internet is dead, because it's always the same mantra. You'll see Internet 2 meeting a few years ago in Austin, meeting in London, meeting in Chicago, meeting in New York. They meet a different place every year, saying, quote, we're going to kill the old net. We're not going to upgrade the big switching centers. We're going to, even if they don't pass a net neutrality killing bill, we're just like cogent and level, what is it, level 3 did last year? Remember when a third of the net was shut down for a couple of weeks, where they just had a fight with each other and wouldn't allow peer-to-peer traffic? Basically, it's like we pay for and build the highways, and then they just seize bridges and say you've suddenly got to pay a toll to go across it. Okay? Or they just shut down the bridge, claiming it's their right to do it. All right? That's the end of net neutrality. Now, they're billing the end of the free Internet as a way to really save the Internet and juxtaposing it and turning it around. The good news is net neutrality, killer bill, has died. It's dead. And that's it was going to pass. All the indicators showed that until Senator Ted Stevens made a complete fool of himself. We'll play a minute and a half clip on the other side. We've got a little guest coming on for about 10, 15 minutes to plug the 9/11 Boston party and a lot more.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfalls, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day. Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
Thank you. someone to hear your prayers, someone who cares.
Welcome back.
Your own personal Jesus.
Let me put it simply. They're beginning to kill the internet by shutting down peer-to-peer systems after they've already built their internet tube. A couple months ago, China announced they have an internal controlled internet, which is on the same internet tube system. And they're now forcing everyone to go on with IDs, trying to regulate and control that information. I mean, we're killing the newspaper industry. We're killing mainstream TV, killing mainstream news. The head of the Washington Post said they've had a horrible year, that all newspapers are starting to implode. We don't want your lies and bilge anymore. That's why. So they cannot give us a choice. They have to shut it down. It's sink or swim for them. But the people have now been given a taste of the alternative. There is now the appetite out there, and you cannot stop it. You cannot stop this migration into open source free information. You cannot do it. You have failed. All right? The hunger is there. As one person I talked to this weekend put it, the Gutenberg press is out, and the people now have been freed. But there's going to be many battles along the way. They can slow it down, though, while they try to put in their worldwide police state. So what they're doing is they're already making moves in the private sector to shut down and restrict and congest the internet. Then they go to bumbling fools like Senator Ted Stevens and tell him that it's because everybody's dumping too much stuff on the internet. That's why he's having trouble with his computer when somebody sent him an internet. Okay, he goes on the internets, and he gets sent on internet, and it takes a few days to get his internet. All right, so here's this fool. So they're already killing the web and then telling him the problems are caused because there's too much freedom on it. Here it is.
They want to deliver vast amounts of information over the internet. And again, the internet is not something that you just dump something on. It's not a big truck. It's a series of tubes. And if you don't understand, those tubes can be filled. And if they're filled, when you put your message in, it gets in line. It's going to be delayed by anyone that puts into that tube enormous amounts of material. Enormous amounts of material. Now, we have a separate Department of Defense. Now, you know that? You know why? Because they have to have theirs delivered immediately. They can't afford getting delayed by other people. The security of the United States requires a separate net for defense. Now, I think these people are arguing whether they should be able to dump all that stuff on the internet, or to consider whether they ought to build a system themselves. Maybe there is a place for a commercial net. But it's not using what the consumers use every day. It's not using the messaging service that is essential, I think, to this small business. It's essential to our operation of families. The whole concept is that we should not go into this until someone shows that there's something that's been done that really is a violation of net neutrality. That is you and me. If one of the big corporations that want this net neutrality concept adopted.
So see, I mean, the guy doesn't even know what he's talking about. He's contradicting himself second to second. He's talking about protecting the internet, and the way you do that is having a separate internet. Did you hear that? Or the government needs its own internet. Oh, don't worry. They have a whole bunch of different systems. I mean, can you imagine that guy? He doesn't know his head from a hole in the ground, and he's making decisions on this. Hey, at least he's trying. Most of the bills, they don't even read them. They don't even look at them. All right, folks. We'll be right back with the second hour. Ton of news. There's so much we haven't even gotten to yet. We'll be right back.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.